A month-long demonstration for new elections turned deadly late Saturday when soldiers tried unsuccessfully to drive protesters from public areas. Military authorities say the protesters attacked advancing security forces with guns and explosives, resulting in the deaths of at least 4 soldiers and 16 civilians, including a Japanese cameraman. A protest leader, Suporn Adawong, rejects the accusation and says the only weapons they have were taken from soldiers who were shooting at them. He says protesters have never used those weapons against soldiers. He says all weapons seized from soldiers are numbered and safely stored away for investigation. He says they want people to see that the government is using weapons of war against unarmed protesters. The protesters, known as Red Shirts, damaged several military vehicles and captured 4 soldiers they said shot at demonstrators. Suporn Adawong said they would later turn the soldiers over to police for investigation. Government spokesman Panattan Watanayagorn defended the actions of security forces.
There were no live bullets shot at the protesters. As far as we have the evidence, there is no injury caused from a live bullet from the officers.
Thai authorities released this amateur video to journalists showing mystery gunmen firing on soldiers and say they will investigate who was responsible for the killings. Defiant protesters say they will continue to occupy a central commercial district until the government resigns. The government has pulled back security forces for now, but says they are resting and preparing for the possibility of further actions against the demonstrators. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.